You're listening to 91.9 KVCR. I'm Jessica Greenwell. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Jessica.
So, several major artworks have been removed from the historic Mission Inn in advance of the hotel's sale to the Ahaviatam tribe, and that has some Riverside history buffs crying foul.
Right. The artworks include two huge paintings that hung on the walls of the lobby and the adjoining restaurant, Duane's, in full view of guests arriving to check in or just have a drink or a meal in the hotel's several venues. They were taken down and wrapped in plastic a week ago Wednesday in broad daylight. Southern California News Group columnist David Allen compared it to the brazen thefts at the Louvre Museum last October. But an attorney for the Roberts family, who owned the historic Mission Inn, said the artworks are the property of Kelly Roberts and her late husband, Duane Roberts, who died last November, and that anyone alleging otherwise is defaming her and threatening legal action.
So tell us about the paintings. What do we know about them?
The largest was called California Alps. It measured about 6 feet by 10 feet in a very large frame. It was painted in 1874 by William Keith, and it depicts the Sierra Nevada mountains. Naturalist John Muir, who was a friend of the artist, called it the Bible of the Sierras. The other is called The Charge Up San Juan Hill, painted in 1900 by Vasily Vereshchagin. It measures about 6 feet by 8 feet, and it depicts the U.S. Army Rough Riders, led by Theodore Roosevelt, charging up a hill on Cuba during the Spanish-American War. Teddy Roosevelt later stayed at the Mission Inn in 1903. Both paintings were acquired by Mission Inn builder Frank Miller, the first at the Pan Pacific International Exhibition in San Francisco in 1915, and the second Miller bought at auction in San Francisco in 1917. Docents of the Mission Inn and local historians consider them part and parcel of the inn's history. For decades, the docents led tours of the Mission Inn, pointing out all the artwork that Miller had acquired in every nook, cranny, and alcove of the hotel. That's why people were so upset to have them carted away seemingly with no notice, soon after Roberts announced the sale of the Mission Inn to the Ahaviatam tribe of San Manuel Nation, whose reservation is in the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains.
And what has the tribe said about the paintings being taken?
So far, there's been no public statement from the tribe, so we don't know whether there was an agreement that Roberts could remove these paintings before escrow closed, which was expected to take place yesterday, Thursday, May 28th.
And have any other artworks or historical artifacts been removed?
Yes. Until recent years, a smaller painting called Arch Beach hung in the lobby below California Alps. A statue of the goddess Pomona and a Steinway piano also disappeared. No one knows exactly when. But probably the most famous object to go missing was the Taft chair, a giant seat built specially for a visit by President William Howard Taft to the hotel in 1909. People say it's been gone for 2 or 3 years.
And what has Kelly Roberts said about the removal of the artworks?
Well, other than the statement by the attorney, she hasn't publicly addressed the matter. But Riverside Councilman Philip Falcone said she had called him on May 4th to tell him about the pending sale of the inn and expressed frustration with the city and the state as places to do business, and said the city had done nothing to support the hotel. That remark made the taking of the paintings seem vindictive to Falcone.
Is it possible the paintings were simply taken down for safekeeping?
You know, anything is possible. We just don't know at this point.
Well, let's hope the fate of the paintings becomes clear at some point, because a lot of people consider them part of the Mission Inn history.
That's for sure.
And next up, Cal State San Bernardino's faculty union is urging the university to withhold some benefits from departing President Tomas Morales, citing several scandals during his tenure.
Right. Tomas Morales announced last summer that he was stepping down at the end of this school year after 13 years heading the CSUSB campus. Normally, Cal State presidents can receive up to a full year of their current salaries when they depart, and they can step into another role on the campus or pursue a special project. But in 2024, after scandals at several campuses, those benefits are now given at the discretion of the CSU Board of Trustees. So the Cal State San Bernardino chapter of the California Faculty Association is now asking the Board of Trustees to deny Morales some of those benefits and put the money instead into the campus budget. They cited budget cuts as part of the reason they feel Morales doesn't deserve the benefits. They also cite the recent settlements of gender discrimination lawsuits that cost CSUSB $18 million. And the failure of the campus to get a long-planned physician assistant program accredited. The university is contesting the denial of that accreditation, by the way. And the union also cites an audit that exposed an $8 million debt in the student housing program that is now going to cost the campus $18.5 million. They said these issues show he was not an effective leader.
And what has Morales said about this effort to limit his benefits?
Well, a campus spokesman said Morales was not granting interviews after announcing his departure, and the spokesperson did not address the benefits dispute.
Next up, the deaths of several lab animals at UC Riverside have resulted in citations from the federal agency that oversees animal welfare.
Yeah, this is the third time in 3 years that UCR's animal research labs have been cited for creatures dying in their facilities. The most recent was a hummingbird captured from the wild along with five others that happened on January 15th. Last summer, UCR was cited for the death of another hummingbird, and in 2023, it was cited for the deaths of nine voles. Those are small rodents that look like little mice. The citations include failing to report the deaths as required, and inadequate veterinary care, specifically researchers failing to notify the attending veterinarian that the creatures were in distress.
And what is the penalty for the deaths of animals during research?
Well, in the past, a university could be fined by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which enforces the Animal Welfare Act. But a U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2024 limits the ability of government agencies to issue fines. So UCR has only received warning letters in these cases, so-called critical citations.
Has UCR taken any steps to prevent more lab animal deaths in light of these warnings?
Yes, the university has pledged to do better. A spokesperson said UCR has initiated a robust administrative, clinical, and medical record process to ensure it fully meets USDA expectations. And by the way, Jessica, only a handful of research facilities have been cited for similar alleged violations in recent years. UC Davis, Oregon Health and Science University, and the University of Alabama were those where researchers failed to notify veterinarians in time to save animals that were sick.
That's sad to hear about this. Hopefully, UCR can take these steps to prevent any future animal deaths. Well, thank you so much, Cassie, for all of this information, as always.
Thank you, Jessica.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcr.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Jessica Greenwell, KVCR News.